It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Those of us who live here in Iowa, in the Midwest, know that there are all kinds of stereotypes about Iowa that some contain a kernel of truth, others, well, they're just completely wrong. Mid-Americana, Stories from a Changing Midwest, is a podcast designed to break some of those stereotypes. The men behind the podcast are Brian Campbell, Director of Sustainability Education at Central College, and Joshua Dolezal, English professor at Central College. They are both with me now. Hello, Brian.
Hi.
And hello, Josh.
Hi there.
Thank you both so much for being here. Now, neither one of you are actually from Iowa originally. So, Brian, first tell me what brought you to Iowa and where you came from.
Yeah, so I grew up in Alabama on the Gulf Coast and lived most of my life in the South and moved here about 5 years ago from Atlanta, Georgia. I moved to take this job at Central College.
All right. And Josh?
Yeah, I took a job in 2005 right out of grad school. Did my PhD at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln and had a visiting position here at Central College that turned into a full-time position, and I've been here ever since.
All right. And where did you hail from? Where did you come to Nebraska from?
Oh, well, so I'm really not... I never considered myself a Nebraskan. I did have some family history there. On my father's side, lost the farm in the Depression and led to the migration out to Montana. But I always thought of myself as a Montanan. And
okay.
So when I came to Iowa, you know, that was my default identity.
All right. So when the two of you are hosting this podcast, Mid-Americana, Stories from a Changing Midwest, neither one of you are coming at it as lifelong Midwesterners. So why don't you start by telling me where the kernel of this idea came from for you?
Yes, I think as outsiders, you know, we were people who were curious and, you know, wanted to settle in here and make a home here. And I think early on, for each of us, and then as we got to know each other, we realized there were lots of things that were more interesting than we ever expected, and maybe more interesting than people in the Midwest always were conscious of. So both of us were teaching some classes, doing oral history. We taught a class together where we had students interviewing farmers and collecting stories of family farms in Iowa and how those have changed. And yes, I think we started to get interested in that and thinking about how we could do that in a more public fashion, how to share some of those stories beyond just our students.
Yeah. So for me, this was part of a journey, you know, from writing memoir, which is about my life story and redefining home from Montana to Iowa. And then at the end of that story was really putting down roots here. And so a natural progression from that was just listening to people who were lifelong residents and knew the culture, and not being the expert myself, but really deferring to other people's expertise. And that's been really transformative for me.
Well, and Brian, it sounds like you think that even though, you know, I mentioned stereotypes about the Midwest, but you think that even those of us living in the Midwest maybe don't have a full picture of what our home really is?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, outsiders often see things differently. And so I think there's ways that we were looking for things and interested in things. You know, one moment for me that sticks in my mind, I play soccer and was in a barn, a converted horse barn in sort of outside Des Moines called the Soccer House, playing with a group of people. And, you know, here I am in this barn. It's the middle of winter. There's snow all around the cornfields surrounding this barn. And I realized there's people from four continents, you know, playing together. And this is not at all the Midwest that I think my friends and family in other parts of the country would expect.
Josh, explain to me what your mission is with this podcast. This is just the beginning. You're just starting the first season. So I realize that mission may change a little bit over time. But tell me what the goal is.
Well, I think because Brian and I both brought some stereotypes with us to the Midwest, we both brought some of those outside prejudices about the region as a kind of static place or stuck in the past or just not a creative environment. We've over time really seen the, you know, how wrong those ideas are, and so we hope to debunk some of those myths, replace them with stories about the place that we see as, we're calling it a changing Midwest. It's a dynamic region, really a fertile and innovative place. And so that's, I think, at the forefront of what we hope to come out of these stories.
Of course, every 4 years, people pay attention to Iowa because of the caucuses. But it also feels like after the election of 2016, a lot of people have become experts on the Midwest and what people in the Midwest think and want, even though we, of course, are not necessarily a unified front. I mean, Brian, was the election of 2016 part of the impetus for this and some of the things you heard people saying about the Midwest?
Yeah, I think there was a recognition at that point all over the country that there were things about the Midwest that were really misunderstood, that, you know, political pundits and experts got things wrong. And there was also a sense that, you know, people were being overlooked and that the concerns of rural communities in particular were not being taken seriously. And so, you know, oral history has always been a way that I think both of us have tried to pay attention to the stories of everyday people and to take seriously those concerns. And so we saw that as an opportunity to, you know, how can we tell these stories? How can we help people within the region, you know, have conversations about who we are and what is changing, but also, you know, hopefully for people outside the Midwest to pay attention to that in a new way.
So, Josh, what is the focus of this first season?
First season is called Homecoming, and it's all about Native Iowans who left the Midwest and came back to stay and how they're contributing now to what we're calling the changing Midwest. So we tell eight of those stories, and, you know, some of them are departures for the coasts. Others are more complicated stories about just migration, you know, within kind of the greater Midwest, but still circling back to Iowa as a home base.
So why did you decide to start with this idea? Because when you're talking about a changing Midwest, a lot of people think about immigrants moving into the Midwest, newcomers changing the face of the Midwest. But you wanted to start with Midwesterners who left and came back. So, Josh, tell me more about why that was the starting point for you.
Yeah, well, for me, some of this is just an outgrowth of personal experience. I married into a family from the East Coast, from New Jersey, and from outside Philly. So we kind of come back to sort of why we lived in Iowa. Do we really like it there? Were we just kind of waiting until we could move somewhere better? And I just found myself over time becoming an advocate for everything I loved about Iowa. And I thought that one way to address some of these myths would be just to tell some of those stories about why people would come home. You know, it's not just because they have an aging parent or just because they ran out of other options. You know, a lot of the people that we talked to had, they were successful and they came home really because of what they had come to appreciate from afar about how they've been raised. And as a place that you remember and you sort of renew your relationship with, I think is a different kind of story and maybe a richer and deeper one.
And Brian, how did you guys go about trying to figure out who you would talk to for this first season? Because you've clearly, I only know maybe about four of the guests so far, but you have clearly made an effort to try to pick a diverse group of people. How did you decide?
Yeah, we tried to imagine a diverse set of stories. And, you know, you mentioned this idea that immigration in the Midwest is something new and recent. I mean, one of the episodes that I did that just released is an interview with Dawn Martinez Oropeza, who grew up in Des Moines. Her family has deep roots there, both Jewish and Mexican immigrants who've been in Des Moines for over a century. And so, you know, we felt like including stories like that were really important to help, you know, not just reinforce this sense that Iowa was this, you know, state of a bunch of white people, and then all of a sudden in the last generation we've had this influx of immigrants, but really it's a more complicated story than that for, you know, individuals and for the region as a whole.
We have just a moment from the beginning of that podcast that we'll play.
NPR did a coloring book contest, an artist contest, like 2 years ago. And I submitted a piece. I had my students submit a piece, but I was the only one who had like I did kind of a celebration of Latino culture. They were just like, wow, we never even thought we'd get a submission like this. You know, like that isn't what, but they liked it. So that was good. But yeah, it's like, this is Iowa. This is my Iowa.
It's kind of funny. This is a total aside. She was talking about our Talk of Iowa coloring book project. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so Brian, in talking to Don Martinez Oropeza, what do you think you learned? What do you think the listener can learn about Iowa from her story beyond knowing that her family has been here or is part of the history and the fabric of Iowa? What can you learn from the impulse that brought her back?
Yeah, so she tells some great stories, family stories about Des Moines, about the Southeast Bottoms neighborhood where both sides of her family spent some time, and just how that neighborhood has changed and how the connections among immigrant communities in Des Moines have changed over time and how there's still challenges and divisions. So I think there's a lot to learn about just the history of a place like that neighborhood and Des Moines itself, but also she tells some amazing stories about experiences she had in California and other places, and the experience of moving back. So her husband, who's was born in Mexico in Puebla, and you know, who had visited Iowa and heard of stories about Iowa, and you know, so she talks about his experience and his desire to move back to Des Moines, even though they were in the San Francisco Bay Area and San Jose. So I think, you know, there's lots of interesting pieces to her story that will both resonate with others, but also are, you know, pretty different than the experience of lots of Iowans.
I'm going to play a clip here from your episode with Mike Draper, who, of course, is the founder and owner of Ray Gun, a Des Moines-based T-shirt company. And we'll listen to this for just a moment.
Part of it starts with you don't even really know where the Midwest is, and not even the Midwest can always agree on where the Midwest is. So the geographic uncertainty of it kind of underpins everything of where is it. And then the geographic uncertainty also kind of gives way to this shared non-history in that part of it was the original Northwest Territory, and then part of it was the Louisiana Purchase. And it doesn't really have this same history that hangs together like the Northeast or the South or even the West. So there's not a shared story necessarily or like a shared place. So from a marketing standpoint, we've got a lot working against us. I mean, even the name of the region, it sounds like a direction, but it's not a direction. Northwest, Southeast, those are all actual directions. Mm-hmm. Midwest, you would never say outside of describing this part of America.
Listening to Mike talk about people not really knowing where the Midwest is, not really having a shared history that defines this region. Of course, Mike has really made it his business to try to define this region in many ways on his T-shirts and in his books and other things. Why did you guys decide that you wanted to talk to Mike for this?
Well, Mike is sort of one of the experts on the Midwest. And, you know, I've always been a fan of his store, but I think his book is a good example of how he thinks more broadly about history. So it's not just pop culture jokes, but he really has a deep sense of sort of the ambiguity from the very beginning with the Midwest as the Northwest Territory and how those borders were defined by political interests. Some of the myths that are told about places like Southeast Michigan, you know, is Detroit really shrinking? It depends on what metric you use. And so I knew that he had a lot of great ideas there, and I was really surprised. He always changes the way that you see things, and so I'd never really thought about this kind of irony of all of these gateways. You know, all up and down the Midwest are these places that claim to be the gateway to the West, and the name Midwest seems to suggest that it's partway to that other that other place. You keep driving, and you'll get to the real place. But what is the Midwest? Is it just the in-between place that you the crossroads of America is what he calls Indiana, or what they call themselves. So that kind of ambiguity, I think, is really worth thinking about, and Mike spent a lot of time thinking about it, so he was a natural story.
So give me just a brief idea of some of the other people that we'll be hearing from throughout the first season of Mid-Americana.
Well, I could jump in here with episode 3. I'll be speaking with Megan McKay, founder and owner of Peace Tree Brewing Company, and her story, or her journey, took her to California for 4 years. She was a nanny out there, and then an auto mechanic, had an idea for an all-women's mechanic shop, and then came back to work with the family insurance business in Knoxville, and the idea for the brewery just was kind of a fluke. It came out of a property that they bought, you know, really as a living space, and then had to fill it because nobody was renting it. But she has a lot to say about her brewery as a kind of patron of the arts. She thinks of creativity as really just part of the mission of the company. And she also has ideas about small towns in Iowa and how to help them not just survive, but maybe thrive in the future and really be destinations for entrepreneurs, for new residents.
Where do you see this going in the future? What's your goal for this? Because you've talked about, you know, having so many different ideas and wanting to paint a picture of this changing Midwest through digging deep into people's stories and gathering oral history. What's your vision for the future?
Well, I see it really as just an extension of listening. You know, we'd love to hear from listeners about future guests or themes. The way we've designed it, we have a theme for each season. So we'd like to know what people want to hear, what kinds of stories people want to hear. So they can go to our website, midamericana.com, and just send us a message there. And we'd love to hear that feedback.
Well, Brian and Josh, thank you both so much for being here today.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks, Charity.
Brian Campbell, Director of Sustainability Education at Central College, Josh Dolezal, English professor at Central College. Together, they are launching the new podcast, Mid-Americana, Stories from a Changing Midwest. There are already a couple of episodes up online, and they are having a launch party at Raygun in Des Moines coming up on November 6th at 7 p.m. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.